Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm really glad you're here with me today. And by the way, I have Dr. Kaz Ingram with me, and he's written over 30 books. In fact, if you go to my website, Dan's Health Talks, you can find Knowledge House, and that's where you can find his books. And there's products that we're going to talk about, and his favorite line of products come from North America Urban Spies, and you can also find a link to them. And then he has his own that I'm going to have you look at. But if you hear something on this, and you want to hear it again, in a week or so, you can find it over on Pandora.com or iHeartRadio.com under Dan's Health Talk. So I just want to give you that information. So don't panic if you hear us talk about something, you go, oh, I want someone to hear that that missed it today, or I want to go back and listen to that again. It will be there for you. Now, Dr. Ingram, thank you for being with us.
Sure, no problem at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to...
Well,
it's the crazy season, but anyway,
it's a cuckoo season. Yeah. You say you had some kind of upper respiratory swelling.
Yeah, something was going on. I don't know if it's last Saturday or about a week ago, at least, maybe not quite a week ago. I got sort of sore in the back of the throat, but really my tongue was sore and swollen. And I had Sinia Regna around, and I used some of the Rega spray in my throat. But what I really found real soothing for me is not just using the Sinia Regna up my nose, but the spraying it in the back of my throat and around my tongue. That combination of that sea salt and the Rega oil is fantastic.
You know, there was a study by Turkish investigators that found that saline kills germs.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's been known since the beginning of time. And when you combine the oregano with the saline and the bay leaf, clove bud, you've got a lot of germicidal power there. So that's a good idea to use it as a throat gargle or a throat wash, or maybe put it in a spray bottle and mist it to the roof of the mouth. I'll have to tell the company about that. But you can use it in the ear. It's okay to use in the eye if you have a pink eye or an infection.
I would have thought the Regna oil or Regna juice is, I guess, what they're using in that product would have been too much for the eye.
No, they do use the juice, but there's also Regna oil in there, but a small amount.
Yeah. Huh.
You have to kill everything.
Well, I know as a little boy, when we would get a sore throat, my dad would have us gargle with salt water, with warm salt water. And that did a trick. That really did help a great deal.
The study showed that 8% saline, which is a high amount, killed germs. But the oregano oil in just 1/1000, so 8% versus 1/1000, was more effective. So when you combine them together, there's a major synergy. So you have the Sinu Orega. You can get the 1 ounce nut pump and 2 ounce. What if you have post nasal drip? Goodbye. Chronic sinusitis. Toast. Sinus surgery and sinus plugging and sinus crisis. Goodbye. All the different sinus and bronchial disorders can be eliminated with this antiseptic spray.
Yeah. I was very excited about it. I mean,
you can put it up the nose as far as you want to, and it's just a matter of how much you can handle the burn.
I don't find it too much of a burn if I put the regular oil up there. No, I don't find it too bad that way. I used it up the nose, and I just thought, well, heck, I'll spray it in the back of my throat. And sure enough, that started doing the job. Then I started spraying it all around my mouth.
Wow, wonder what you had, some kind of reaction. But the main thing you have to think about is this really minor dose of oregano, bay leaf, and clove in a saline base so that the mucous membranes of the nasal pharyngeal area and the nasal sinuses can handle this dosage. It can handle the dosage once a day, twice a day, three times a day if you had to. But generally twice a day is more than sufficient, and even once a day for most people. So,
Yeah, and this time of year,
once or twice a week.
This time of year, it should just be a routine. It should morning and night. You'll sleep better and everything else. But you know, I do it first thing in the morning. I just have it in my bathroom, and I have it also next to, when I was having the throat problem, I have it next to the place where I, my TV changer is, and I you know, spraying it in my mouth while I was watching TV. And I was just, it was just a good thing.
One of these situations where you can depend on the sign, your Orega, to cleanse out the sinuses, the bronchial tract, the postnasal drip, chronic sinusitis, chronic sinus, allergic rhinitis. Pretty much all toast. Now, if you add the Oregarest material, the capsules, and you were to take two twice a day. Now, this is especially true if you have chronic sinusitis where you've had surgery, where you now have infection in the bone mass from fungus and other things. You need the Oregarest to get the blood levels up so that you can eradicate those layers of fungus, fungal sinusitis. Go look it up on the internet. It'll shock you. How common it is and how severe it causes damage to those membranes, overgrowth of fungus. It can be an inch thick full of fungus.
Wow.
You know,
inch thick.
Just, oh, yeah. So you've got to do something to knock it down. If you have sinusitis, you have fungus. If you have bronchitis, it's fungal. Postnasal drip, all of those are fungal infections.
I know Mayo Clinic said that quite a few years ago, that when they looked at chronic sinus problems, it wasn't bacteria, and yet doctors kept giving people antibiotics, which made it worse.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found that it was clearly fungal, and I think they had 220 cases, and 200 of them had fungal infection, and they cultured a gavage, so they forced the secretions out of the sinuses artificially. So they cultured that medium, and in 98%, it was fungal.
Huh.
There was a couple of cases where they had 8 different funguses among us in the sinuses, not just, let's say, black mold, but black, green, and red mold growing.
Interesting. I know that folks, fungus like to grow in caves, as a lot of people will know. Your sinus cavities are the perfect cave. They're dark, they're moist, there's things for the fungus to eat. So it's a very attractive area for mold to grow in.
Well, the biggest problem that we have is that everything's mismanaged. So we give antibiotics, we give steroids, we take steroid inhalers for an infection. So all we do is drive that infestation deeper into the tissues, then we do surgery. There's really nothing in modern medicine for sinusitis, bronchitis that isn't an error, postnasal drip and allergic rhinitis. So I would kind of stay away from the medical treatment and look at the herbal medicines, and that leads you to Dodson's and Green Acres, Meridian Avenue Nutrition and Nutrition Food Center, and Omega Health. It leads you to the players in the industry that can say, okay, well, this is the Oregareps. Here's the sinus oregano spray. Here's the spray you use around the home that you can also use intranasally. And here are the nutrients your body will need to fight off successfully these chronic infections.
Well, let me give him the address on those, because he's right. Now, folks, we're talking about Oklahoma City. You may be listening to this in Canada and Dubai. I don't know where, but it could be heard anywhere in the world. But I'm doing this right now from Oklahoma City. And so the stores in Oklahoma City that we, the mom-and-pop stores that Dr. Ingram likes to refer to, is Meridian Nutrition at 1321 North Meridian, Omega Health at 2427 North Council, Dodson's in Norman at 36 and Robinson. And then, let's see, who else do we have here?
Well, Nutrition Food Center has some. Aikens has some. But the big one is Big Bad Blue Phillips and also Green Acres and Omega. Those are the powerhouses in the city.
Yeah. And so, and do
you
support these.
The whole line of North American products, not just what we've been elucidating, the sign of Oregano, the Oregarest, but the oil of wild oregano, the juice, which you can also use as a wash, the... So, you know, if you're having respiratory, you got to get the oregano. That's all there is to it yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If you want to back it up with the Purely C, go right ahead. That's a Camu vitamin C, no synthetic stuff.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. That's something, folks.
And spruce, we're going to talk about that. Spruce is exceptional for the lungs. We'll delve into that when we come back, I guess.
Well, I want to do a whole show on spruce, but we can talk about it a little bit. We have about 5 minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about spruce right now.
Well, all right. So you've got the oregano, you've got cinnamon, cumin, clove. So you have Mediterranean mountains, and you get the spices from there. But then you have the Canadian boreal forest. What do you have there? You're not going to find turmeric root or ginger. You have a tree forest, and so what is sort of spicy or piquant in those trees? So I was there in autumn, and I harvested the wax or resin off the spruce tree, and I melted it in oregano oil, the black seed oil. I took it under the tongue. I woke up at 2 a.m. for 3 nights in a row, and I was wide awake, so I wanted to work. I didn't want to go back to bed, so I did stuff around the house. I said, that has to be the spruce. Because, you know, otherwise a person's a little loggy, they can shut the alarm off, and, you know, it's cool over here in Canada, and just the cabin is not very warm, just sleep until 10 o'clock, have some fun. So that couldn't happen on the spruce, impossible. It's just oxygenating the tissues too much. So we started using it, it became a product called Spruceoli we're going to be talking about. We started using it, and people said, hey, I had low O2, and my O2 went up to 98, 99. Hey, I had lung damage, COVID-19 damage, and I've repaired much of that damage with the spruce from the wild spruce tree in the far north. Hey, I had a big problem with prostate cancer. It was big. They said I had a PSA of 800. It went down to 2. Thank you very much. Spruce wow. Alive.
800. Yeah. Now, folks, if someone had 5, I'd worry about them. But 800, I've never heard of before.
Yeah, he couldn't sit. His prostate was so full of cancer, he couldn't even sit down. But the big issue is, how can a nutraceutical pull that off?
Yes.
We see that the spruce is extremely high in beta-caryophyllene. Beta-caryophyllene is the big terpene chemical that makes cannabis such a powerhouse. It's found in black pepper, rosemary, sage, chamomile, hops, oregano, and more. It's an anti-tumor agent. And the Native Americans have been using this approach for, you know, probably 10,000 years.
Huh. Yeah, you wonder sometimes how our ancestors survived so well. They knew how to.
Yeah, they told all their people, and where I was in the far north, that spruce is the anti-tumor substance. So they knew that, say, in the 400 AD. Yeah.
Wow. And that, so it has anti-cancer properties. It has something about it that increases the oxygen. So it may be what they call a bipolar valence, where it splits the water into O2, releases it, and so the free radicals are picked up and generates O2. I don't know if that's how it does it, or if it's just it has its own source of oxygen that carries into the body and releases it. But it's everything comes down to oxygen, folks, and oxygen is the best way to kill bacteria, virus, and fungus.
Oh, that's the truth. Now, when we give the spruce drops to people with low oxygenation, whether it's COVID damage or flu or just emphysema or COPD, it comes back. We measure it, and it pops up to the 98-99% percentile. So I would really look into the spruce if you had lung disease of any kind. We give cortisone, we give antibiotics, we should be giving the spruce.
It'd be interesting. I know the way you like to work with people that have health problems, being a doctor, to get some COPD patients and start giving them spruce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you knew anybody, we could send you some material, and you could give it out to people, and we could do a show like a clinical trial assessment. And it's like a clinical trial. You're taking a person who has symptomology, you're giving them a product, and you're watching to see what happens.
Well, let me start working on that and get some people together to have that, because that is an interesting concept that I'd like to do. And I've seen it done before on a product that increased oxygen, and it's amazing what it will do for especially someone suffering with bronchitis or asthma, RC, or the full-blown COPD. It can be quite amazing. Now, Dr. Ingram, I want to talk to you again very soon, and I'd like to I think you may have some other products that are coming out in the market, or you're familiar with some new products coming out in the market that I want to explore. But tell people how to get a hold of you that want to talk to you or want to get more information.
Well, I have an extremely non-commercial website called KazIngram.com, which there's a lot of YouTubes and articles there, KazIngram.com. And then if you want to get commercial, go to Oreganol.com, and you'll see all the different things we've talked about, Oreganol.com. But on Kaz Ingram, that's where you get the Purely Wild. Purely Wild's a different company. Maybe we can talk about it coming up.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. Well, thanks again for being with us. And, folks, we're going to be right back. And I have a lot more to talk to you about today. You've heard me talk about the Fox Legacy products, the Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate. They're extraordinary products. But you need to hear the stories from the people. You need to hear some of the experts, including myself, talk about it in more depth. So every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, figure out where you're at, whether you're East Coast, 12 o'clock, or in California, I guess that would be 9 o'clock in the morning. Call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003, and come in as my guest. This will change your life, folks. I'm serious. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all that's packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and I have a good friend of mine with me, Robert G. He has a website called Skills to Change, and Robert has been doing this for many, many years, almost as long as I've been doing radio. He's been showing people how to get rid of stress, traumas, fears that change their life, and I had background in sort of along this line before I met Robert. But I really didn't know that things could change so dramatically. Things that I thought were physiological really changed. So I want Robert to explain what he does, because you need to take advantage of this. And he does seminars. He may be able to find a seminar in your area.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very interesting in how the mind works. You know, from the beginning of birth, our mind starts to capture the world and starts to organize it. And, of course, most of us come from what you call not-so-perfect families and experiences and school experiences, etc. The brain organizes this and then replicates it, puts it back out. So a lot of times people who have physical pain or emotional traumas or PTSD and or addictions are all driven by memories of unpleasant experiences. And, of course, the brain organizes you know, certain things in clusters. Like if you think about a dog, you have a dog cluster of memories all attached to this idea. We have the same thing with pain. We have the same thing with fears and phobias, PTSD. So this is truly how the mind works.
Coughed on that water. Okay, go ahead.
And so what I do is I help people to neurologically update themselves, update the memories. Now, memories naturally do it anyway. It does it all the time. It updates memories, and that's because memories are designed for survival, not actual fact. But it does keep us in alignment with whatever it is that we're now holding in our mind. So this is what I do. I've been doing it for over 20 years. Major changes, people with severe physical illnesses, PTSD, and addictions, and you can change them very quickly once you understand how to drive the smartest part about you, which is your unconscious limbic system.
Speaking of changing addictions, I know a few years ago you were doing some work with a clinic there in Hawaii that had people that were crack addicts and different kinds of drug addicts that you had great success with. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, if you understand, you know, of course, there's a couple of models out there that they use or understand about addictions. A lot of them say it's, you know, it's a genetic problem. It's something you can't change, which isn't really true. You know, I've been working in addictions for over 12 years, volunteering and helping people change. And you can always test it, even if you don't have an addiction. All you got to do is think about, you know, eating the most favorite piece of cake, or you just think about whenever, you know, you remember a good high, and the brain immediately creates that. So inside the brain or the cortices, it holds addiction. Now, again, if you've ever been to a meeting, there's AA meetings, NA meetings, and you'll always notice what drives addiction is emotional pain, emotional trauma, memories of unpleasant experiences. And so the brain has this natural capacity to handle things. Like when you personally are feeling bad, stressed out, or bothered, what do? You go find something else to do. You go eat, drink, smoke, use. And so what I do is we go in and neurologically change memories attached to the drug and change the reasons what drives their addiction, which is unpleasantries, unpleasant experiences.
Well, I remember watching a video of you doing this with people, and they had about a 67%, just about two-thirds of them 2 years later.
Five years later.
Yeah. Wow. Did not have the attraction to the problem anymore.
Yeah, they're not doing drugs. They're employed. They're living a normal life. Matter of fact, it was, you know, what I do is uniquely different because it's really neurological changes in the mind. Basically, you know, when I say, somebody come in, I say, are you addicted? They say, yes. And I say, well, how do you know? And they say, I love drugs, with a smile on their face. And then, of course, you know, the guy I'm talking about, his name's Nick. Now, he's been in drug rehab for 5 days. He's jonesing. I mean, he's seeing blood veins and tin cans and spoons, and he's having, you know, an addictive need. And so when they come in, I test everything. I say, think about drugs. How do you know? Remember the best high from 0 to 10? It's a 10. I said, move your hands as if you're going to get high. There's no drugs here. And notice the mental addiction. And now he's got beads of sweat across his forehead. Mm. And then on this table, it looks like real drugs. I pull the towel back, and it looks like drugs. Now, this guy is sweating all over. He's shaking, and he sees the looks like drugs. Now, by the way, I clearly said there's no drugs here. This all is just candy and chocolate or coffee. But his mental addiction is where the key is. That means in his brain, he has neurological information, what it feels like to get high, what it feels like to do all these things. And when I get done, he comes back after 2 hours, and he's shaking his head. I can't believe this. I feel nothing. I can't even remember what the high feels like. I have no desire, as he's holding the syringe and look like meth. So here it is. You can change your memories. You change everything about you. Now, again, memories naturally update and change all the time anyway. So, again, knowing how to do this in a direct way can create a new shift and a new life for you, no matter what your addiction is, whether it's food or drugs or smoking. I've worked with all of them, and it does really work.
Well, I understand. I've seen it, and I went through a number of your seminars, and I've seen you do it with food. Mm-hmm. And, like, you ask people, what's their favorite food? Some people would be potato chips or pretzels. Mm. For me, it was chocolate. And when you put me through it, the chocolate tastes like wax. Mm-hmm. It just lost its appeal.
Yeah, yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know if he was at the seminar where the guy says, you can't change the smell of cheese. So I pull him up front. Now, by the time I'm done, he's shoving cheese in his nose. He says, I can't smell it. And the weird thing is cheese does not change. It's the neurological information and how we give meaning to everything outside of us. That means we have what you call an internal translator. You will see cheese and say, yum, and someone else will say, yuck. Cheese is the same. So it's all based on your internal representation.
Well, like, I know where mine came from. I had a little sister died when I was about 2 years old. And I had this loving babysitter that came, and she was about 80 pounds overweight. My mom went back to work to help deal with her anxiety. And she would make me chocolate chip cookies and cakes, mm-hmm. and we'd eat them together and have the best time.
Yeah.
So it gives me that warm feeling to mm-hmm. be around chocolate.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it works. And a lot of times people, it's like, I don't know if he was at this seminar either, the woman, she had a severe chocolate addiction where she couldn't have chocolate in the house. Wow. And when her kids have, you know, Halloween candy, Easter candy, Christmas candy, they have to hide the chocolate. She'll wake up from a dead sleep, flashlight in hand, crawling around those kids' room trying to find the chocolate.
Wow.
So when she's in the seminar, she said, I cannot not eat it. It's impossible. And so I just elicit her internal strategy. Basically, she has what you call positive emotional associations with chocolate. Grandpa giving it to her, boyfriend, so it equals love to her. But then when she was in high school, she won a trip to Europe. She was the only one from her school, and so she's with all these people. She didn't know. She felt very alone. But the moment when she was in Belgium, she discovered Belgian chocolate, Swiss chocolate. All of a sudden, she became a chocoholic. This brought to her the feelings of safety, security, and love. But then it started to build what you call a big addiction. So then food now, chocolate now, becomes her boss. And by the time we're done with that session, we're talking 15, 20 minutes, a lifetime of a chocolate addiction. She said, I don't want this. I said, can you make yourself want it? Said, no. One bite satisfies me. So again, it's about the neurology of the mind, how the mind encodes information. And if you know how to change memories and update your memories, you set yourself free and get power over chocolate. That doesn't mean you can't eat it, but you'll be eating it just because you eat it, not for an emotional fix.
That's really cool.
Yeah, folks, I've seen this time and time again. I've gone to at least 10 or 12 of Robert's seminars, and I've had him help me work on something that for 2 or 3 weeks I was struggling with. And so when we go through this process and delete it, I was trying to tell someone the next day about it. I couldn't remember what it was, what the problem had been. Folks, take advantage of this. Robert, tell them again how to get a hold of you, because they may want to take a seminar or at least go online and mm-hmm. learn from you.
Well, you know, my name's Robert Jean, skillstochange.com. I'm here locally in Oklahoma City. I do webinars all the time. I do online trainings, and I also do live seminars. Of course, as you know, right now it's a little bit more difficult, but I can meet with you. I do sessions online. I do live webinars online. And if you're really tired of trying things that doesn't work, I guarantee this works. It works because it works at a level where everything is created, and that is in your limbic system and all the information on your cortices. You update your mind, you update your life, and it really does work.
Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. I have Brian Jeffries with me, and he's with Uncrave Gum. I've been using it, folks, and it will curb your appetite. That's what it's supposed to do. And the saffron in there does a fantastic job. If you need to lose weight, need to snack less, you want to try this. Brian, tell people how to get a hold of the Uncrave Gum.
The best way to get a hold of us, the website at uncravegum.com. There you can actually buy it directly, or you can find where it's located in your area.
Fantastic. Thank you. Try it, folks. You'll love it.
This Arbor Gene, I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, if you're just tuning in right now. And I want to always tell you that you can find this show over on iHeart and Pandora. You go to iHeart.com or Pandora.com and go to the podcast, then put in Dan's Health Talks. You may have to look a little bit, but you'll find it there, and there'll be over 70 shows there at this time. It may be 80 by or more time you start looking for these. And so right now I have Dr. Larry McDay with me. So what I love about this, maybe you find my show 6 months after I've done this. Well, there you can find what he has to say. And Dr. McDay is a doctorate in nutrition, PhD in nutrition, as well as a naturopathic doctor. And he's taught a lot of us around here. I've taken classes with Larry for off and on for many years. He's my sounding board here in Oklahoma City. And he does a lot of counseling with people. He has his own nutritional lines that he's, to get the quality he wanted, he had to put together his own stuff. Not to say there aren't some good things in the health food stores, but generally speaking, they're not a doctor's level of therapeutic nutrition and supplements. And so he has that. I'm going to talk to him about that in a little bit. But I want to take advantage of him talking a little bit about what does he do. Let's say you have a heart patient, and either let's look at two different things, Larry. First of all, I want to thank you for being with me. And,
well, you're welcome, Dan. I'm always glad to be here. Good day to you.
Well, good day to you too, buddy. We talk all the time, so it's sort of like, oh, yeah, I got to pretend we're just starting this conversation, folks. So, but congestive heart failure, which is what my dad died of, and my mom died of a heart attack. They died 4 months apart. I think my dad's congestive heart failure and my mom's heart attack. But let's take the congestive heart failure, describe what it is and what you would do with that, and then we'll look at heart attacks.
Well, you know, it's an overall picture of every bit of health problems that we have, and it's really a systemic type situation. You can put a name on it, like congestive heart failure. You can call it diabetes. You can call it any name that you want to, but what we have to look at as a total picture is especially about oxidative stress and inflammation in the body. That's the key to staying healthy. And again, we can talk about nutritional supplements and all the things I do, and I want to do that, but I have to make sure people understand the way that most people actually get a disease or a problem is not really some bug coming along and jumping on you. Sometimes we do have a viral problem or bacterial problem, but really most people have a lower immunity system, especially if they're overweight. The key to anything, even with the new current China virus type thing, we still have a problem that people who think they're going to do well succumb because of their diet. Now, I just don't want to talk about this the whole time, but again, you mm-hmm. can't go out and eat the junky food out there, and people think, well, I eat this, I eat gluten-free. Well, let me tell you about gluten.
there's only about 4% people that really have a gluten problem. And so people say, I eat gluten-free, so that means there is no wheat involved. Well, you should avoid all wheat at all times, period. But a problem that arises that causes this problem, especially something that would involve the cardiovascular system as the chronic heart failure, is, again, the wheat, the oats, the rye, the barley, the corn, the potatoes, all the things that you could name are extremely poisonous to your system. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to eat like a monk in the monastery someplace, but you do have to eat sanely. And again, people that have the particular disease that you mentioned really have to watch their diet. They don't have to be a diabetic to have blood sugar problems. And again, from a naturopathic point of view, you know, of course, I've got my medical background, but I went over to the naturopathic side about 25, 30 years ago. Again, we have to look and pay attention to it. Believe it or not, medical doctors will scoff and laugh and throw things at me, but where it really begins is in your pancreas. You have a poor diet. That poor pancreas has to churn out insulin to help get the glucose or the sugar into the cells for fuel. But again, it wears itself out because you're feeding it sugar, sugar, sugar. And a lot of people don't understand it. They drink orange juice. They think it's healthy. Yeah. No, it's diabetes in a bottle, whether you have diabetes or not. It's blood pressure and problems in a bottle. You cannot eat glycemic foods, sugary foods, things like you think, even an orange. A lot of people with some of the diseases that you've talked about and mm-hmm. syndromes or whatever you want to put a label on will eat, and they think they're doing well. Oh, I eat fruit and vegetables. I eat gluten-free. We're still doing it wrong. And so we have people come to the office, and we run some tests that's included in the initial consultation. And even follow-ups, we're always going to watch for nutritional deficiencies and imbalances. And we find those right off the bat. Now, we talk about this on every radio show I'm on, but again, people can't seem to grasp, but the real problem in everyone's health is a poor gut system. Your gut and your brain are connected primarily through something called the vagus nerve, but there's other avenues, other communication processes mm-hmm. going on as well. You've got to fight this inflammation. You've got to fight this glycemic response, and you can lower those things and do some things sanely, and you can change your health primarily with diet change and some good nutritional products that are specifically utilized for your own individual health concerns. We can't walk in, pull something off the shelf, say, oh, you've got diabetes, here, take this bottle of stuff. Oh, you've got whatever disease you want to name. There is really no complete answer for walking into the, I'm not putting down health food stores, but most of those products, let's put it that way, most of those products actually are made from oil-type products that actually do very little to help your body.
Wait, Larry.
You're lucky.
Let's explain what you mean that, because there's good oils like fish oil, coconut
That's
oil.
That's true. We're talking gasoline type.
Yeah, we're talking about petroleum.
Petroleum. Even that, you know as well as I do, even when it comes to essential fatty acids, there are good essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf, and there are a lot of dangerous essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf because they're rancid, they are collected in a wrong manner, they are processed in a wrong manner, and they actually can cause more harm. You know, the two famous ones that people talk about are the omega-3s, and that's DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, and a word that a lot of people can't pronounce, including myself, epiphenoic.
I'm glad to see you had trouble with that. I don't even try to say EPA.
Even though I teach that thing, but and I speak two or three, four languages, that's a hard word. I have to look at it to say it. I can't pull it out of this old memory bank and say it correctly. But either way, we'll go with EPA and DHA. But a lot of people don't realize if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you have a nervous disposition, good ratios of those essential fatty acids have been found in a lot of good studies to help with that. There's no mm-hmm. magic cure that I do or any medical doctor does or anybody else. There is no such thing, but you can tailor make your nutritional protocol and your diet plan, if you want to call that proper food eating, and you can change your heart problems, your diabetic problems, whatever you want to name, if you are compliant. But, you know, in class, we've talked about many times that we have people come in with lots of money sometimes. They're ready to cure themselves overnight, which can't be done. And I always say, you've got to be compliant. It's not up to me. I can make these products up for you. I can tell you what to eat. But you go out and cheat on your diet every time you turn around, or you fail to take the nutrition proper ratio and proper time frame, you're not going to be doing anything but wasting your money.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem in this industry is, folks, many years ago, Dr. Paul White was President Eisenhower's doctor, but he got his medical degree, I think, around the turn of the last century, or two centuries ago, I guess, around the early 1900s. And he figured out, he did his thesis on that there was this new disease that people were grabbing their left arm and falling over dead. And it first showed up in England, I believe, may have been here in the United States, and it came out in the medical journals. So he did his study on that, and he determined it was white flour and the development of processed sugar and flour. And at the time, it was about 10.5 pounds of sugar that people ate a year. Now, in 1860, but it was already getting up there to over 100 pounds. Now it's about 160 pounds or more. And people like Larry and I don't eat any sugar, so someone's eating our sugar out there.
Exactly so. And that's the thing. What people need to understand, Dan, is that you might consider something not so sugary, for instance, like a piece of bread. Okay, but what I call air bread, just that little cheesy piece of bread that you get, that, whether it's white or multigrain or whatever thing that leads you down the path, the primrose path to eat wrong, has normally someplace right around 22 grams of carbohydrates.
And it'd be sugar in 20 minutes in the body.
That's right. Those carbohydrates are nothing more than sugar when you get down to it. Yes, they have added sugar, and that bread might only have 2 or 3 grams of sugar. So, that's low sugar, but you have to look at the carbs and they break down, and most of those things are quick to react in the body. For instance, you can take 2 french fries and eat them, and if you have a blood sugar monitor, that you, again, you don't have to be diabetic, but let's say you have one, you take your blood sugar right before you eat, after you've had those french fries, take it 5 minutes later, and you'll find your blood sugar has gone sky high, diabetic or not.
Wow.
Now, so-called healthy people can go ahead and say, what's 15 or 20 points? Well, even on a non-diabetic, 15 or 20 points above what should be good, and your blood sugar should average, I'm talking about non-diabetics right now, for good health, around 90. Well, most people don't do that. Most people are on the cusp, on the penumbra of being a diabetic. And yet the doctor will say, well, you know, we got to watch what we eat now because your fasting blood sugar right now is 110. I wouldn't want to be 110. Yeah, it's not above to be counted as
full-out diabetic.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
But you've got to be cautious with all the glycemic foods. Doesn't mean you have to be so strict you can't enjoy life. But use some common sense. We have diet plans, food plans, all sorts of things to help you get through and absorb not only the food you eat, but the good nutritional products that we make up for you.
Now, Larry, we're really gone long here, but I want you to tell people, because you have some phenomenal supplements, and I've been taking them for years, but tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, my telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 627-1964. That's 405-627-1964. That's a cell phone number now, and you can text me there as well.
And he can do counseling long distance. I mean, I don't care if you're another part of the world and you hear this. There's a way of doing it, and he has a way of testing you and everything else.
I have patients in Colorado. I have up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have them all over the United States, and we can do most things by phone and some by mail where we do the testings. We just take your samples that we need by mail, and we can do the same consultation that we do in office by phone as well.
Well, Larry, thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Good to talk with you.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you. If you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
You've heard me talk about the Fox Legacy products, the Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate. They're extraordinary products, but you need to hear the stories from the people. You need to hear some of the experts, including myself, talk about it in more depth. So every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, figure out where you're at, whether you're East Coast, 12 o'clock, or in California, I guess that would be 9 o'clock in the morning. Call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And come in as my guest. This will change your life, folks. I'm serious. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, Kaz Ingram.com. But also call them 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. Welcome back, folks. Now, we've had an interesting show today, and I always want to remind you, you can find this show over on Pandora and iHeart. If you didn't catch the whole show, if you're trying to remember something, if you go to iHeartRadio.com or you go to Pandora.com and you go to podcast, you put in Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S. Now, I'm not one of the top ones there right now, and so you have to scroll down and look for me, and you get to see a picture of what I look like when I was 60. I don't have any... Well, at 71, I haven't been inspired to put any pictures up there. But anyway, you can listen to this show, and probably we're getting close to 75, 80 shows up there now. So there's a lot you can learn. And the things that we just talked about today with Dr. Ingram and this wonderful new line of products that are really life-changing. He always comes up with amazing stuff. I've learned so much from him over the years of doing radio and now podcasts with him. And then no one I know better than Robert Smith at getting rid of stress and changing a person's life. Sometimes within 20 minutes or an hour, that things that bothered them all their life just get deleted out. So he's, right now we've talked about addictions and the ability to actually... things that are plagued, that there's always a psychological factor behind addictions and how to erase that. And then Dr. McDay, I consider one of the leading experts in the nutritional world on diabetes, because that's what brought him into it. He almost died from diabetes and was told he would only live 5 years. Now that's been probably 25, 30 years. But he had to go back and get his doctorate. He had a doctorate in psychology, get a doctorate in nutrition, and really learn how to save his own life. And he always has in-depth insights into really finding out exactly what you need to do to reverse that. So I love bringing him on. I learned from him as well. I'm a little bit like you guys, though I'm considered an expert in this field. I love learning from all the other experts, because they'll spend a lifetime studying a few things and go really deep, or like Dr. Ingram, he draws from a lot of different things. So it really allows me to have an education that you may not hear about for another 5 or 10 years out in the general market. things that I'm talking to you about right now. I've had this happen in the past. Someone would call me and say, hey, do you know about something? I said, yeah, I've talked about that for about 10 years. Oh, well, yeah, I said, I know it's exciting. If you'd heard the show, you would have known that we already have covered that. Well, that's what you're getting with this show. So that's why I want you to tell your friends and family about the show. I want them to be ahead of the game and be able to stay healthy as long as they can. So join me next week, and we'll talk again. Tell everyone you know, DansHealthTalks.com.